It's National Men Cook Dinner Day.
That's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
I'm not making this stuff up.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Let's Google it.
I just Googled it.
It's a real thing.
Get in the kitchen now.
You get yourself in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen to make my dinner.
All right, let's get cooking.
Start the show.
It is National Men Make Dinner Day, but that's almost every day in my house. Yeah. I'm happy to do that. I enjoy it. I'm pretty good. A couple of minutes past seven. By the way, the complexion of the sky has started to turn.
It got zits?
Yeah, like these spots, these splotchy clouds, man. They started out sunny, and in the last half hour or so, it started to gray up. Sort of like your hair.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, as a matter of fact, Greg, the automatic equipment out at the airport says there are broken clouds at 6,000 feet right now. They were scattered last hour, so they have certainly increased. And Maxwell was reporting overcast conditions at the moment. Our forecast calling for another warm day. We had 80 yesterday. How about 77 today? How about a big change on the way? Risk of some showers. Could be here. I mean, conceivably, you could see a shower before lunchtime. But I think from lunchtime on, risk of showers and then an increasing chance towards evening and tonight. Before ending in the wee hours of the morning as a cold front shuts off the rain, then the winds start to rattle the windows and you can tell that the colder air is coming in. Down to 50 by morning. Windy, much colder during the day tomorrow on Friday with a high in the upper 50s. North winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour will make tomorrow seem colder than 58. You'll swear it's colder. And then the winds die down. We have frost by Saturday morning, mid-30s. I think we'll be in the upper 30s on Sunday morning. A cool Saturday, but great football weather for that big game in the state. The high temperature here in Montgomery, only about 61 on Saturday with sunshine, and upper 60s on Sunday. Then the big event everybody's talking about, and I mean everybody's talking about this Arctic cold front that comes in, arriving, it looks like, by Tuesday morning. Tuesday is going to be a raw winter's day in November with temperatures maybe not making it to 50 and windy. And then we're going to the 20s on Tuesday night. And, you know, Wednesday's high only in the 40s. Wow, what a change. I'm not looking forward to quite that cold, that level of cold yet. It's okay in January, but not in November. It's not okay. Right now, 59 degrees, partly cloudy skies at 7:03. And, you know, maybe you are starting to plan your day. Maybe you're in the car and you're looking ahead. You got to do this, got to do this. What about, what are you going to eat for lunch? Hey, a lot of folks who listen to this broadcast are out at Maxwell Air Force Base. And for 10 minutes from Maxwell is Smokehouse Pit Barbecue on Main Street in Millbrook. They opened their doors in 1990. And if you're new to the area, you don't know. It is the most famous barbecue in the river region by far. Nobody comes close to Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Pork butts were just taken out at 5 o'clock this morning. They were cooking for 12 hours. Now the chicken is in, and the ribs and the turkey breast and the wings, and they're getting ready with all of their side items, including the barbecue baked beans and the Brunswick stew and the potato salad and the homemade potato chips. It's great stuff out there, and that's just a small part of their menu. Oh, and they've got a full-service bar. So on game day, Saturday, you got 8 beers on tap, variety of bottled beer, and super cold on the beer, 30 degrees. Plus, not only that, you've got all kinds of great stuff that their key lime pie. Well, it's like a key lime pie, and I've yet to try it, but everybody raves about it. Oh, and you know what they didn't have when I was there? The banana pudding. I've got to try that because it's legendary at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. And 6 barbecue sauces. Have I told you enough? I think I have. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, Main Street in Millbrook. You know you want some.
It is 7:06. Back to Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it is getting busy now. The school zones are in effect. A lot of traffic on 231 headed into Montgomery. The Northern Boulevard, Northeastern Boulevard, a lot of cars there. Atlanta Highway, Madison, all the usual places. Interstate 65 and 85, no accidents there. It's rolling along pretty smooth this morning. Keep your eyes on the road, buckle up, and definitely don't text and drive. We will keep you updated. Hey, you don't have to fight with your cat over a chicken leg at Thanksgiving or a turkey leg or whatever kind of leg you cook it up. Invisible Pets has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
During breaks, I've been browsing through our Christmas files and Thanksgiving files, looking for stuff that we can get out a little bit early.
Okay.
I'm playing this only because this was such a thing. I believe it was either the Olympics or the World Cup about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. The Vuvuzela.
Oh, God.
Come, they told me.
And then we're starting to put up stuff this weekend. There, we had that story, I think it was on Monday. The earlier you start decorating, the more you're going to enjoy the holiday.
Yeah.
And if you try to do it all in one day, that can be stressful.
And the earlier you start, that's because it doesn't feel like you're taking it down, you know, a week later. Quite,
that's it. That's the thing. And that's always a sad day, taking it down.
It is. It's one of the worst days of the year in my house. Always has been since I was a little kid. But you just got a new artificial, right?
It arrived Monday. It's certainly not going to be put up this week, but it's going to be put up early.
I think we have an audio aid for your assembly.
Okay.
Give this a listen.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk mark 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas. A holiday.
Exactly. Thing. It sounds like it's easy.
Bro, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to it.
My friend Kathleen always had the best idea. She has an artificial tree. It's very nice, very authentic. And she wants to install a button in the living room that she presses that pulls the tree up into a compartment in the attic at the end of the holiday.
Right.
And then when next year comes down,
comes
the tree. Yeah, it makes sense. Part of the stress that comes with Christmas time is gift giving. But you can eliminate a lot of that stress earlier, at least start kicking around ideas now with Brian Jewelry. I mentioned the Janelle had shopped their website so she could trade some unwanted wedding items in for something that would make her smile. And she got a beautiful string necklace with little tiny diamonds on it. When I was at Brian Jewelry a week ago Saturday, Lynn was there and she said, you know, there's a set of earrings, string earrings that go with that match it. So guess what? Item number one has been bought.
You're ahead of the game.
Yes, I am. I really feel that way. They love to have folks come in and say, I need to get something, I just don't know what. They'll calm you down, talk to you about the person you're shopping for, and make suggestions based on the information you provide. So it's not just throwing money at something, it's giving a gift that says, hey, I put some thought into this, you know? I am celebrating you this Christmas. Also, if you go to their website, BrianJewelry.com, you can join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 more. Mademoiselle Goose is a member of the Brian Jewelry Club. And in fact, we're waiting on something else to arrive that Lynn ordered for us. It's all good. Don't forget the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases, too, chock full of really first-class gifts for gift-giving to the football fan in your life. They're at 7078 East Main in Prattville, BrianJewelry.com. 6.5 decades of service to the preferred community, but they're worth the drive from anywhere. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We got your local news. We come back, and yes, there is a convoluted intro
Yay.
To Random Facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Auburn police need help identifying a person of interest in the case of missing teen Anaya Blanchard. They released surveillance photos of a man who was seen in the convenience store where Anaya was last seen. If you have any information, call Auburn police. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to announce he's running for his old Senate seat today. He was ousted after enduring public mocking from President Trump for recusing himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. And Central Alabama Crime Stoppers has expanded its coverage area to include Dallas County. Now Selma and Dallas County residents can call 215-STOP if they have information about a crime. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the move will improve the response time during investigations. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
November 7th is International Tongue Twister Day. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Remember, I'm a professional, so don't try this at home. Have a terribly terrific tongue twister day.
And now, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled
random facts.
Boy, and you got to be good at that. And you got to be quick, you know?
Yeah.
That's really tight.
Peter Piper picked pickled
How many pickled pints peppers. Of pickled pepper did Peter Piper pick? By the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Seashore. Did you know a helicopter pilot, he flew to 40,820 feet, setting a world record for the highest altitude ever reached by a helicopter. Unfortunately, at that altitude, it is extremely cold.
Yep.
And when he started to come back down, the engine failed. But somehow, he safely landed the helicopter with absolutely no power.
That's Jeez. Almost impossible to do.
Setting a world record for the highest unpowered descent by a helicopter.
Good pilot can bring a plane of almost any size in, as long as the flaps and everything else are working. They can glide it to something.
Helicopter just feels like it's a rock waiting to fall as soon as the propeller stops.
And my brother, who is a pilot, says, and all pilots say that any landing that you walk away from is a good landing.
The a guy that did traffic in West Palm Beach for years, named Paul Cavanaugh, twice was on helicopter crashes. And the second one, that's when he said that's it.
That's it. Yeah. No more. A lot of traffic copters have gone down in big cities.
He was hurt pretty bad the second time he bounced out of the cockpit.
Did you know another random fact here about Charles Schulz? The creator of the Peanuts comic strip, he hated that name. Couldn't stand it. What? Did not like the name of his comic book, which was or his comic strip. But it was chosen by his syndicate. He wanted to call it Lil Folks, but they called it Peanuts. As a result, most Peanuts collections and animated specials you see on TV don't actually use Peanuts in the title. It's always a Charlie Brown Christmas or a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
It's never Peanuts.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. I think the film, the movie they did a couple of years back, I think was called Peanuts, but yeah. Did you know the first motion picture to be translated into a Native American language, the Navajo language, what film do you think that was?
Dances with Wolves? I don't know. I don't.
Go earlier than that.
Go ahead. What do you think?
You've seen it. Gone with the Wind Talkers. Yeah, good one. Yeah. Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Star Wars, released in the Navajo language, the first one translated into a Native American language.
Do you wince
language.
When you see old TV shows where they use Native Americans, Indians, and they all do that stupid TV language?
Oh. You're right. Talk like that. But my greatest memory of World War II, watching all those World War II things that you and I watch all the time, is the Navajo code talkers
yes.
that the Japanese couldn't figure out what the hell they were talking about.
Yep.
They could never figure it out. The Navajo code talkers.
Played by a well-known Native American, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yes. did you know that Ocean Spray Cranberry Cocktail comes from cooperatively owned cranberry farms where 100% of the product profits are returned to the farmers?
Nice.
Yeah.
You ever seen those bogs?
Of cranberry?
It's yeah. amazing. I mean, it's just an endless sea of that beautiful red cranberry.
Uh-huh.
On a sunny day.
Used to love their funny commercials with the guys in the cranberry.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know, here's our Mariah Carey fact I teased yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Every year, Mariah Carey earns $485,000 in royalties from All I Want for Christmas. From that one song.
Oh, jeez.
Every year, like that is a guaranteed check she's going to get, $485,000. So that she can have the kind of Christmas that you told us about yesterday.
Yeah, that I'm looking for that. I may play that a little bit later. What did I do with it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. That's only from the UK sales.
What? She makes $500,000 from the UK alone?
That's just the UK. I don't know what it is worldwide.
I'll bet it's several times that.
Regardless, that's the money she gets to have the kind of Christmas that you talked to us about yesterday.
This is the one we played yesterday, and it's appropriate for your random fact. Wait a minute. A recent finish this pizza.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Times are hard financially. And I don't need physical presents. Won't you please give me money? All I want for Christmas is cash.
You know, of the recent vintage, Christmas songs, that is a good one. That one has that nostalgic.
Oh, her All I Want for Christmas Is You, they have heralded that as they've tried to break down the formula as to why that is such, like, the perfect Christmas song.
Right. It just doesn't offend many people, and it certainly has nothing controversial. Did you ever work at a station, or can you imagine working at a station that played Christmas music starting November 1st? Would it drive you nuts?
I never had to do that. In fact, we had like 12 to 18 Christmas songs, same group every year.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever added to it. But that has become a thing. And the reason they do that is it gets giant ratings. That's why they now, in some markets, big markets, have what they call the Christmas rating book, because it's so skewed by
right.
people listening for holiday music.
Uh-huh. And then if you worked at a store and that's all you heard, too, that would drive me absolutely nuts. 24/7 Christmas music.
Worked at a movie theater, and so we had this music stuff that would play in the lobby and play. This was before movie theaters showed things on the screen before the film.
Right.
Nothing but advertisements on the screen.
Uh-huh.
This was when you were just sitting down in front of a blank screen and they had something playing over the speakers.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was a disc that came in and it had music on it. And it was Christmas during the holidays and it started November 1st.
Right. Yeah. I love Christmas music, but I don't like to be overdosed.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Trader Joe's, of which I don't know that we have one around here. Maybe up in Birmingham, but I don't think anywhere around here. The small city of Jericho in the West Bank. We'll talk about that. The musical artist Enya.
Ooh. Are you going to give us an enema?
Oh my gosh!
How
did you come up with that?
He's been listening to you, Rich. Yeah. That sounds like something you would have said.
I learned those kinds of things from listening to you.
Yeah, Dad.
A product called Radithor.
Huh?
I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's from. It's from 32, which is way before your time. But I wasn't sure if you'd heard of it before. Well, I'll also talk about the U.S. Air Force in the 1960s and Garfield. All coming up on Random Facts.
All right. Saw Eddie Bader last night. Join us at Baumhauer's. The hardest working man in the real estate business. And there is a dream home that he has listed. And it's on Hammond Drive in Montgomery. And it is absolutely beautiful. Hammond Drive in Sturbridge is where your dream home awaits you. Four beds, two baths, with so many features you cannot find anywhere else. High ceilings, wide driveways, custom matching cabinets throughout the home, formal dining room, large eat-in kitchen. The appliances are staying, which is always nice to know, everything ready-made for you. And a list of amenities that goes on and on and on. And Eddie is the guy that matches people and properties better than anybody else. A, because he's got the pulse of the market, everything that's available in all the price ranges for any type of family size. And then when you need to list yours, I mean, Eddie thrives on it. In fact, we've almost made a charity out of it. If you have a home that you're going to sell, please call Eddie Bader. He needs your listings. Without your listing, Eddie will just wither. Way to nothing. So give him a call at the Goodson Group at 322-0662, 322-0662, and get somebody on the case that will really bust butt for you and make sure that no opportunity is missed to get people to see and buy your place or find you the home that you need to find here anywhere in the River Region. Steady Eddie, better with Bader at the Goodson Group. Part two of Random Facts coming up.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, you're all getting a gold star this morning. Everything is just rolling along really nice and smooth. 231 looks great out of Wetumpka. The Boulevard looking good. I-65 and 85 speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Keep it up, buckle up, and drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Something else, huh, Russ?
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers and valid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 7th, 1996, the world welcomed little baby singer Lord.
Oh, congratulations, it's a girl. What will you name her?
Ella Maria Lonnie Yellick O'Connor.
Oh, Lord.
That's
good too.
Lord, a star is born.
Lord. And now,
good Lord, here comes part two
good
of
Lord.
Random Facts.
Good Lord.
Oh, did you know Trader Joe's? Have you ever been to Trader Joe's?
I've seen them. I've never been inside of one.
Never been inside of one either.
It's a bar, right?
No, no, no. It's like a store. It's like a little grocery market type thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I've heard the name,
actually,
but I didn't
you know.
Know
what? Until I saw one, I thought it was like outdoor shirts or khaki pants and flip-flops. I had no idea. Trader Joe's doesn't sound like a food store.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's used to have a heavier nautical theme, and they had toy crabs and lobsters all over the place, but then they decided to go minimalist and get rid of them. Well, the managers at some of the stores didn't like this, and they tried to save the lobsters. So each store would hide a lobster, then turned into a game when they started giving kids lollipops for finding the lobsters. Well, that's evolved now, and every single Trader Joe's has its own little stuffed animal mascot that if your kid finds it, they will get a prize.
Interesting how that evolved from the lobster thing.
Huh. Did you know the small city of Jericho in the West Bank holds two records?
Okay.
The Beatles' Abbey Road and... No, just kidding. it is the oldest continuously populated city known to date. It was settled in 9000 BC, according to archaeologists. It's located near the Dead Sea. It's also the city with the lowest altitude on the planet, rising to negative 846 feet.
Wow, that's even lower than New Orleans.
Yeah.
How low can you get?
Did you know that Enya? Enya fact.
Mm-hmm.
Enya face with a fact from Enya. She has never undertaken a concert tour in her life. However, she is Ireland's best-selling solo artist and second best-selling artist behind U2.
You know what's shocking?
Selling an estimated 75 million records worldwide.
Yeah, and I love some of her songs, but I thought she was from South America. Now you're telling me she's from Ireland.
Yeah, she's Irish.
I was misinforming listeners for many years.
Oh, man. Oh.
Well, I mean, her stuff came out before we had the intranet.
Right.
So, what do you want? I took a good guess. Enya, that sounds like South American to me.
Yeah. She's kind of the reverse of, I guess, what Bob Dylan is doing, which is Bob Dylan's doing nothing but touring. You know, the never-ending tours. Just always tours.
Always.
Jimmy Buffett does the same thing, doesn't he?
Well,
he just tours, right?
He has a tour every year, but he doesn't tour all the time.
But he also doesn't put out new stuff either. He just tours.
No, he does.
Oh, he does?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And not her?
Yeah.
Dylan looks like a homeless man. Just...
One of the richest homeless men in the world. Because
$400 million.
Forget about his music. All his other stuff. The Margaritavilles. All his products. Mm-hmm. All his everything else. All his books.
Oh, you're talking about Buffett?
Yeah, I'm talking about Buffett.
Talking about Dylan looking like a homeless?
Yeah. I'm talking about Buffett. Yeah. Forget what he makes on music and concerts.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Radithor. It was a radioactive water that was sold as medicine. It was owned and produced by a college dropout who marketed it as a cure for the living dead. And he called it perpetual sunshine. It notably killed a man in 1932 who was buried in a lead coffin and was still highly radioactive when they exhumed him in 1965.
Wow. Still working.
Well, first comment says, now you can be your own nightlight.
Oh, I've used that line many times. Especially after I go to the dentist and they give me 4,000 x-rays.
Right.
Yeah.
And they stand behind some sort of shield.
Let me put this lead sheet over you as you lay there, and then I'm going to point the camera at your mouth. But while you're doing that, I'm going to stand behind this wall.
Just in case. Yeah.
Did you know in the 1960s, the United States Air Force drew up plans for a 4,000-ton nuclear space battleship? It would have been armed with 500 nuclear missiles propelled by nuclear explosions and had been entirely feasible with contemporary technology at the time. However, President Kennedy was horrified by the idea and had it canceled.
He wasn't even a big fan of going to the moon. He just wanted us to beat the Russians. That was the
exactly. It wasn't... it wasn't as noble as it sounded. He didn't want to be behind.
The first comment here says he wasn't just horrified. It would have made Soviet defenses obsolete. At that point, the Soviets vowed to strike first if such a weapon was made,
right,
as they refused to become helpless against it.
That's the other danger, too. Yeah, yeah. The balance of power.
And finally, did you know that the original name of the comic strip Garfield was actually called John?
No.
The owner's name. Before they switched to the cat.
John, that wouldn't have been a good name for a comic strip.
No. Garfield's better. Garfield's better.
Worked out much better.
Those are all of your random facts.
Thank you, Jay Scott.
You're welcome, Greg Budell.
What should I talk about next? That's a good subject, your roof.
God. Jeez. Check, please.
Hey, I don't ask for the check when your jokes are silly. Yes, your roof. Over a long, hot, dry summer like the one we just experienced, your house settles. Doesn't mean anything necessarily happens, but tiny micro cracks can occur that under normal circumstances you wouldn't notice, nor would they cause a problem. But heavy rains driven by high winds can expand those cracks and drive water into places, and you don't find out until you see that hideous stain in your living room. Your first thought is, oh boy, here we go. I gotta buy a new roof. How am I gonna afford that? Most of the time, that's not the case, but you need the diagnosis made by people who have built their whole business on 8 decades of integrity by playing it straight. Jones Brothers can generally come to your house, find out what caused the leak. More often than not, it's one of those little cracks. They reseal that part of the roof so it can't happen a second time, and then they dispatch a painter to touch up that stain area. They do roof replacements. In fact, their website, jbroof.com, features 3 they redid for customers to make sure they left behind somebody who's satisfied. You can't afford to upset people in a town our size because word gets around. So Jones Brothers makes their word good by standing behind their work 100%. They also do replacement windows and doors. We've had them install screen doors for us. Their installs and paint matching are perfect. JBRoof.com. They can also do an outdoor enclosure, give you a little more recreation space in your home, and use a material that reflects the heat back into the sky so it's usable year-round. That's JBRoof.com, 1-800-264-8009 for Jones Brothers Roofing. And now, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, we're going back to the first part of Random Facts, where we talked about Charles Schulz. He did not like the name of his comic strip Peanuts because he wanted to call it something else. What was the original name that he had for the Peanuts comic strip?
Trader Joe's.
No.
272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and just like that, we got our first accident of the morning. I-65 southbound at the Southwest Boulevard. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very busy on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, out of Prattville, right around 143. It's bunching up just a little bit, heading towards the Alabama River Bridge. The boulevard is busy. Taylor Road, a lot of action there, as well as Atlanta Highway and 231 out of Wetumpka. Only accident we have, though, at this time, I-65 southbound at the Southwest Boulevard. Use caution. We will keep you updated. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter says no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Jeff, at 735, you get first crack at today's pop quiz question.
What was it?
Yep, that was it.
Hello, folks. That's
it. That was
it.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. That is right.
Hey, Jeff, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey!
All right, that is awesome,
hit
man.
Hit the jackpot. Hey, what was the original name of the Garfield strip?
have no clue.
Okay, he just did that.
He only caught the first part of the.
Right. Yeah, so it was John. John, but hey, you're a winner. Congratulations. Thanks for calling in.
Jay's got a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate for you. Don't go away, and let's say good morning to Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
Morning. Good. How are you?
I'm glad you called because I love to say your name.
Yeah.
And Tracy never lets go.
Hey, Tracy. How much money does Mariah Carey make just from the UK royalties for All I Want for Christmas? How much does she make a year?
$485,000 a year.
Whoa, you are so you are so right.
Tracy, you know that you're going to be a winner here soon. It's inevitable.
I hope so.
All right, thanks for trying.
Yeah, I'm tired of being number two.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, you're number one with us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, 737.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
It's pretty comfortable this morning. It's going to be warm today with a high around 77 after 80 yesterday. But we have weather changes on the way. You probably know two cold fronts in the next 5 days. The second one is the really big deal, but this one is big enough. Risk of showers, especially by, let's say, by lunchtime, and then especially later on in the afternoon, and increasing chance towards this evening and tonight. And then the rain will shut off in the middle of the night as the cold front moves through. And then it turns sharply colder. We'll go to 50 by morning, but the winds will be picking up. It'll be windy, much colder tomorrow with a high of only 58. But those north winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour during the daytime hours will make it seem colder than it is. We're in the mid-30s on Saturday morning with frost. We're in the upper 30s on Sunday morning. And I think the daytimes will be beautiful, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, a little cool, 61 the high. But, Sunday afternoon, we're in the upper 60s. Then that Arctic cold front arrives on Tuesday morning. And then, boy, the day Tuesday is raw winter's day with temperatures maybe grazing 50 degrees and then into the 20s by Wednesday morning. I kid you not. So a big, big change ahead. Stand by. Right now this morning, 59 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 738.
Okay, a sexually frustrated dolphin leads our animal stories.
Okay.
It's true. Coming up and later on, a conundrum about what the average person will spend 2 years doing. All coming up at 7:39.
Fox Business Report. More people are driving Toyotas. The auto company is reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter. Its earnings were the strongest since 2015. Sales in North America were up more than 5.5%. Sales in Asia were up nearly 3.5%. The company says new models of the RAV4 and Camry have been well-received. Toyota also says it's buying back $1.8 billion worth of stock, or 34 million shares. Futures are pointing to a higher Wall Street open, and stocks are higher in Europe after China signaled that a phase one trade deal with the U.S. is close to being completed. Stocks were a little changed yesterday after reports that a meeting to sign the U.S.-China trade deal could be delayed until December. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to announce he's running for his old Senate seat today. He was ousted after enduring public mocking from President Trump for recusing himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Auburn police need help identifying a person of interest in the case of missing teen Anaya Blanchard. They released surveillance photos of a man who was seen in the convenience store where Anaya was last seen. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. And Central Alabama Crime Stoppers has expanded its coverage area to include Dallas County. Now Selma and Dallas County residents can call 215-STOP if they have information about a crime. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the move will improve the response time during investigations. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Remember when TikTok was the sound your grandfather clock made and wasn't an app where teenage girls showed off their lip sync and dance skills?
Simba. It's that time, boys and girls. 7:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM for today's edition of Animal Story. Wolfman, bring us to the vote. Very good. Our top story, I have to put Bigfoot into the animal stories category.
Okay.
I suppose if Bigfoot was making a noise, it would sound like, you think?
Yeah.
Or maybe something more like...
I don't know.
Something outside, Bob.
Police in Florida are seeking information on the disappearance of a 300-pound Bigfoot statue. The Boynton Beach, now that's on the east side of the state, just north of Boca Raton. Boynton Beach Police Department said the 8-foot-tall Sasquatch statue was stolen in front of a store called Mattress Monsters. Bigfoot is missing, the department tweeted. Police are asking anyone with information on the missing statue to contact detectives. And now for the story of that unfortunate, that poor... horny little dolphin.
How do you know? How do they know that this dolphin is sexually frustrated? Is there a way to know that?
Does that dolphin sound satisfying?
No, it doesn't.
Hi. A sexually frustrated dolphin would not stop harassing swimmers in western France and forced the shutdown of a beach entirely. Just tell me that you won't. That's all the dolphin wanted. Nicknamed Zafar by locals, the bottlenose dolphin had been hanging around the waters of the Bay of, check this out, the Bay of Brest for a couple of months and subsequently became kind of a tourist attraction. Zafar was known to playfully swim alongside people in the area and even let them hold on to him, the fin. His dorsal fin, but his behavior turned much more intimate and in many cases dangerous. He began aggressively rubbing up on swimmers and boats, lifted one woman with his nose, and prevented yet another from returning to shore. So this, you know, you can see, this is a little out of control here. The BBC reported that that swimmer had to be rescued. She was fortunately not harmed. According to a report by a marine expert, Zafar was in heat and therefore looking for companionship from unsuspecting bathers. No swimmers have been hurt by Zafar so far.
Where's the Bay of Brest at, by the way? Where's the Bay of Brest?
You know? It's, you know, there's an answer for that that I probably shouldn't have.
Okay. Remember, this is the family hour here. 7:45, kids down on the way to school.
All right, these are the specials at Food Outlet. Our friend Jeff was the pop quiz winner. He got a $10. You know what he could do? He could go to Food Outlet. He could get at least 8 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. I have not seen a price this low on boneless chicken breast. I don't know, ever. $1.18 a pound. This is USDA grade A boneless chicken breast, $1.18 a pound. If you've got plenty of freezer capacity, I would go and buy this up because, man, that's one of the healthiest and tastiest meals you can make. By the way, also at Food Outlet, Cricket Dust, which is the best all-purpose seasoning I have ever used. It goes on so many different things and adds that extra nice. It'll be on tomorrow morning's Rich Thomas birthday meatloaf.
Yay!
Chuck Roast is back at 346 a pound.
How is Chuck?
Chuck is doing great. USDA boneless chuck roast, 346 a pound, and New York strips are 445. Now, that's the meat department. Go to the treat department. The treat from meat. Bluebell ice cream is only $4.93 for the big half gallon. That is about $3 a half gallon cheaper than they sell it at the retail chain stores. And I mean that, retail chain stores. You don't realize what you're paying until you go to Food Outlet and do a little price comparing. And I do it all the time just to make sure I'm passing along accurate information to you. Three locations. Do your big weekly grocery shop there and see how far your money goes. I'm telling you, you'll be going back. Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3543 Highway 14. 720 East Main in the preferred community. That's just west of Highway 31 and 439 Coliseum Boulevard. And I'll see you there Sunday morning sending Bailey Grahams from the Chicken Tender Department. 747. Conundrum coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a passel of accidents to tell you about. I-65 northbound, if you're approaching mile marker 173, we have an accident there. I-65 southbound at the Southwest Boulevard, we had an accident there earlier. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Vaughn Road and the Eastern Boulevard, we have an accident there. Also, the 2900 block of Mobile Highway, an accident with injury. We're showing this is going to be out near Hyundai Boulevard on 31, so use caution there. Backed up a little bit on I-65 southbound coming into Montgomery around 143. A lot of traffic on the road everywhere right now. Please buckle up and drive carefully. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you to shop. GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and so much more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest. And this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard in Montgomery, or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes. Don't miss our huge equipment sales event on November 14th at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry.
Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Tomorrow's show will be all about Rich Thomas.
No.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, it's the Duncan and Son predicted the thing.
Well, we get that, yes.
Yeah.
And right now we want to start a conundrum.
Okay.
It's something that the average person spends 2 years doing.
Ooh.
Not at once, like serving in the military or whatever. No.
Right. I mean, but cumulative amount of time.
Right. What is 2 years of our life devoted to without realizing it, I suppose? 2729228 is the number. A lot of good possible answers on this one.
Yeah.
But then we've said that before, and then the first caller comes up with it.
With the answer.
So yeah. We're ready in any case. 2729228. Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Even if you're wrong, you qualify for tomorrow's grand prize drawings, which includes a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's. And again, thanks to everybody that joined us out there last night. What is this activity people spend 2 years of their life doing on average? 272.
This is a good one.
9228. Yes, and I know that with our 85 second delay, listeners are just now hearing those words, and the phones will start ringing. Earlier this morning, we had our most electrifying story of the day. It's all about an Alabama man's approach to that Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I suppose I shouldn't judge until I actually try one of those.
I'm curious now. Are you even a little curious?
Oh, yeah. No, I would like to try one, but I'm not going to go get shot for one.
No.
And I'm not going to go wait an hour and a half in a line. I'm not going to fight anybody for a sandwich. This guy, though, put his tux on.
After all of the rage about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, we finally get a chance to get one tonight.
So he went the whole route, tuxedo.
Right. Tuxedo.
Very nice dinner table, but a bag of fast food there. It was pretty funny. In fact, I put it on Facebook. He's on my Facebook page. That was our most electrifying story.
So Jay said they're out of them again. I guess they're going to keep restocking.
I haven't checked, but yeah. I know Sunday they ran out.
Yeah.
But I haven't checked. Mm.
All right, well, we've got a board full trying on this conundrum. We're going to start with you, Chris. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, doing good. How about y'all?
Good.
Great.
How about going to the bathroom?
All right.
Oh, then that's a good one. That's a good answer.
2 years of your life going to the toilet is not...
Yeah. That's not it.
Speak for yourself.
All right, thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. But again, it's worth the time to try because you can win some great prizes tomorrow. James.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
2 years, huh? Arguing with your wife.
Arguing with your wife? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's plausible. That's not what we're looking for. But
have a good day.
All right. I hope you don't argue today.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Candace.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy early birthday, Rich. I'll be at work
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you. So, oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think it is waiting in line.
Waiting in line. That's a good one.
Let's find
that's
out.
That's a good one.
We spend 2 years of our life waiting in line.
At Popeyes.
At Popeyes for a chicken sandwich.
thank you.
Have a good one, y'all. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
We do take requests.
All right.
272-9228. The average person will spend 2 years of their life doing what, Sam?
Reading the newspaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe, no.
Well, doggone.
It's a fine guess.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Because this is one you got to think about a little bit.
272-9228, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to say brushing your teeth.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
2 years? Not it.
No.
I'm sure it's a substantial months.
When you hear the answer to this, you're going to say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's a good guess, Teresa.
All right, thanks, you.
Drive
appreciate
carefully.
It.
Here is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
Average hey. Person spent 2 years of their life doing what?
Sitting in traffic or at a red light.
Oh, that's good. Red light. I love that.
2 years that red lights are in traffic is
just
not a good guess.
At the Eastern Boulevard and I-85, that particular one.
Yes.
All right, no, that's not it, but thank you. But that's a good that's a good guess. I like that.
All right, Bolt.
Hey, Bolt.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to say, I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm going to say 2 years in meetings at work.
2 years hanging around the office at meetings. Not it, but a good guess.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All of these are
great.
Viable
they're
answers.
Well thought out answers. I like this. They're all good.
At 7:57, and again, a reminder: if you need something installed, or you hear an odd sound, a humming sound around the house, or lights are not working the way they should, don't let situations like that sit. Call Mr. Electric. Get him in to diagnose and fix the issue. They show up at a specific time. They send you a master certified electrician, the best of the best. And if you need an installation like we did with security lighting and our Ring doorbell system and more, they will clean any debris that's created by the installation, and you'll pay the upfront price that they quote you before they start the work. Nobody does it better than Mr. Electric. Go to MrElectric.com or call them at 245-1566. Back to your calls in a sec.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a passel of accidents to tell you about. I-65 northbound, if you're approaching mile marker 173, we have an accident there. I-65 southbound at the Southwest Boulevard, we had an accident there earlier. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Vaughn Road and the Eastern Boulevard, we have an accident there. Also, the 2900 block of Mobile Highway, an accident with injury. We're showing this is going to be out near Hyundai Boulevard on 31, so use caution there. Backed up a little bit on I-65 southbound coming into Montgomery around 143. A lot of traffic on the road everywhere right now. Please buckle up and drive carefully. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you to shop. GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and so much more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton.